Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Max, are you there?
I am here. I can hear you, yes.
You can hear me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, here I am at Yarmulke, the Dead Sea, and everything is so good and wonderful. And glad that you are here. Glory be to God. When we got here, we were greeted by, of course, Guy Leibowitz picked us up and drove us down here, and we were greeted with two, I think I'll write a blog about it and show you the pictures, of two lovely baskets for Purim. And, of course, Purim, I think, officially starts here tomorrow. And, of course, that's when God handled Israel's enemies. There are still Hamans in the world, possibly even physical, I don't know, descendants. But praise the Lord, we are on the Lord's side. Glory be to God. It's lovely here, beautiful here at Yom HaMelech. And bless the Lord. I trust it's a great day wherever you are. Brother Max, is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, praise the Lord that you made it safe, and just overwhelmed this morning. We'll see what the Lord is going to tell us or speak to us.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm eager to hear what the Lord says today. Hallelujah. I would like to get my ear pods working, but right now we shall see. But you hear me okay, right?
I could hear you fine, yeah. Earlier on, people were sending messages like they can't hear you, and I couldn't hear anything. I don't know what happened, but praise the Lord. We're on now.
But here we are.
Here
praise
we are.
Praise the Lord, yeah. We're on now. Glory be to God. Let me see if I can get my ear things working. But if I don't, you can hear me fine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you and give you glory. All glory and honor. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, you gave us a wonderful trip here, and you're taking care of us and watching over us. And in the name above all names, we approach you today, even here from this land, Lord. It's so wonderful and blessed to approach you and think that you are an approachable God. Hallelujah. You could have been any way you wanted to be, but oh no, Lord, you chose to let us approach you in prayer. You chose to give us a language to pray in that we could actually have your, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we could actually have your words in our mouth and pray what you want us to pray. Oh, Lord, thank you, 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 praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Ofrande hisabra kohonia makaya, givatio no kohoro kapito dugo shange, kafrika dugo hulakai, e bandolo makaka, asketen janjo, krivanyorto makile tenye ne koholo kobaba, Ashanto to go shantia. Sabra kata halakaya. Ishando loko horakom bangara gadihi shoke. Tokwa, 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 tokwa. Ipalo to hor shantere kushwa. Kivele hotom brikitigili kapratia no kohoroko doshke tifra. Ishando loko horoko diskataya no kohoroko tifra. Bimbracho frakate kahai aletoria mantong roko doshete. Is that your local horoco pra, a friction or coramanakia? Is your local co, allegabapia, a frangi inyantora? Ivantoro manikwa, namano kohoro kotenje, ishato ishato, ka Afrika de bododo kopra, nitolo kofrate, mistiuto grehabilitania, igalagum bravre di squado de recapai, ishantono kote, e capra, kofrike di gehele congre, ka di hiskotobre, ishanele kumbra, frakoto kohole kembito no kopua, Ishato to kumbra halaki. Kapriko de kohole ke ba, amanyoro to shante, migulu gubra, afrendi ene kora miko. Kapriko de kohole kambri het ale kumbra, ishade mi tuito, kifrando ko prafraktiano. Oh, Father, pasko brike de katia. Liturumuhu shante likoka, mantulo kutashka tibra kafre, nishdion dele koshuate le koro kompitio, mantulo guhu bele taia na koro kopa, izini le nombre ke di kahasa koro kontiete, izini le koro kopa, kale kambenyo mbika. Kakale dobra shantor, manakare katenye, li kubrukuda, ili vele kombebli atatia, frakoske tinjano. Ajete li kubrukudie, mi kwa halakaya tonte li kokapra. O Father, shetanyo no kora, mi kolo kobreke de gahalai, antyo no kubrukutanja. Kafrikate, bele kataha shancha. Kamina kohoro kobra, njeni kohoro kobabia. E djando do gobra katashka, te njeni kohoro kopre. Ma kolo kodoho shande le kotampra, kafriko to koto. Ole kapra, mangoro kodoho shete le kodoho shantene. Kibili hitya, ole karakataya. Kambele kohoro kodebre bideshwali, atonde le kombre kodoshka. Shita le kohora mai. Kibala do, gibala da havre, nini mikwa. Agavara kundiyan, dodo goho shekje de kotohi shekjakta. Krisanyo no kohora ko pepe di diga halai. Ashando le kohora kundiyenge. Frasikto. Kapita kahalai, mango lohola kombre, vredi shando lo godore kampinyo. Kale kohoro ko danje di godoho shaktiara ko tobre. Oka parvito habalakai. Ki vala donye ne kwa, ajantoro ko dele kapito, ko pranyo no kore, katinyo no ko. Ala kare stenye ne kohoro ko tashke ton chetie. Pasko to vore ke pa, ala fratenyo no ko. Kamina kwa le kope ka di kapa, te le kubara kate, e le kangara katache. Isha to lo koho shange, krafika le koho rakota. Kavika le gode, e bele donyo no kwa, e le de lo koho la kaika. Isha to fia. O manaka haika braka freke. Cabra cote breca, la fralion telecombra, y gineco dodo gobretifra, a que lo compreque y calacai. Crasque a tonia neco recodasque, bele dohoshua, bele dohoshua. Licototo do cole capino, cabra cate cahaya. Jato, tu, niano cora ma. Yana kora makito, kafraka di gahalne. Midugundwa, shatorugudoshkitya. Oh, sabrakita. Kivrugudoshwe in yo kora makai. Pandyo no kora godibra, kafraka te kohole kampeko. Kapita. Kapita mio finga. Oh, la tita la gadagne le coro cotosca. Cabrita delle gombre, e le cacai, e le congambre, cateco occi, e shani matara cati. Cambito no coro con dobre capito. Cambila halatai anacoholo con brecte de godoshka taprika de kadashka. Kevele godo shantiete. Capita tania no coro cotoshke. Gabila dobra kateka frante ili con brava disqua la macaya. Kibele con brevra di la cancaya no coro con papita kahaya nani. Kapikata, oh kapikalataya. Kakila kataya kalakakapa. Asana no nombre katakodohi shakyatara kodohi shakcha. Gebe de kwa tetya. Shantara kodohi shakyatara kodohi shakyatara kodohi Ikala kopre, kafra koto nyendi kapa. Ikala kopre kate koha le kampaya. Ijene monwa ajode go brek tafra kaya no kompre kili ko dolske. Ijano mi kwa ala kona meninya. Bira ko brabra diesh ko donje. Bira kondya obra kondya no koho she. Ila bala koya mako ramananye ni koho le kebilika. Kabile ko hora kapa. Ashka do gombre kati kafra. Ishato loko hora ko poratita. Bile gondwa ajote kafratia ame kolede. Maki la tonye ni kwa ala gombre vre di shkadoje de lo gombra. Kili ko hora kafre ti ana ko honche ni ko honche ta. Brakata ko donje ne kondo. Manakaya, prongde le kodo kobra, frikaya na na kora kandiana na kobre, kata kafaya na kohoro kondiene kondele kobra. Ishele mon toa. Bikoto le kohoro kapaya na kohoro kafrande, ili gambrashke donje, ili kodwashke de gombregdia, ikolo kobre heli kangratia. Kile kombre tili kahalakai, ashkodo donye ni kwa halakai, andele kombre kata kapra gadai, ajonde, kambre kalakubra, kapra kadogo honjene, koroko dele, kabra kai, anonde li kalai. Ili gombra frato kohora shendiato, ole kabra konye, ivalagai. Gishwande le gombre kadogo donjande, le goho shwakdianto, le goho rekapraktia, frangdiato, le gombre kate Mido godo shwa toria, ma kora kampanya, no kora kantiando do godo ishakye, ishene matahi ko prakatakala kangare, elikombra, alikongra gadai. Vridoshka danje mero, no kwa, le kongre, kalekongradie, vrangdo do kombre, dere kondonje, de godo shkua, jo, dere kongra. Milito hoshua, et dombre koto koho shenge, kilikombrafla, Inin kwa brakyo onde li kabra. Mi goro gondiebre godo hushua. Oshene kobre kapito. Lo kobre kate kalaila, halaila, halaila. Kebra koto hushen tete te. Kele kode li antadia. Ale koko, kabinyo. Kapite kohore kopa. Ashanto lo kore katito. Bangoro godo hushakye. Igala gangara katanye ne kohoro kope. Ishato. Makoro kotoshke. Kibla halakai, akala kongara davra, mele kongaravi e adjondali kapai. Ishantoro kopre, ishantoro poko, parekitio no kohora. Parekitio no kohora. Bandye he vasko, bandye. Nigolo gobra, oh, thank you, Lord. Bakolo gobra hekiaska. Ibalado. Piko so fwa, ishanto koprete, kivala nyo, ala kabratia, ishanto. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, most high. You are great and greatly to be praised. Oh, thank you, Father. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
I woke up this morning thinking of that song. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me, O Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithfulness to meet us every Wednesday, Lord, O God. Dear Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know some of you have to sign off a little early to usually listen for the scriptures, and sometimes you don't have time to wait until we've read through them and look them up. So I want to make an announcement right now about the noon call. They will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. Because you are on, you've already had your spring forward and you're on daylight savings time, but they're not on daylight savings time here in Israel. And that's what actually happened on the call. Normally, when I'm in Israel, the call is at 4 p.m. But because they're not on daylight savings time and you are on daylight savings time, the call came at 3. And I was sitting here looking at the scriptures from last week when I saw a message from my daughter-in-law, Lynn, that people weren't hearing on the call. That's because I was mixed up on the time. So then I got right on the call. So that's what's happened. Now, because I'm in a hotel, Shelley and I are in a hotel, and they have a dinner hour, I would like to ask you and say that we will pray at 12:30. Central time. That's going to be 30 minutes past the hour, because that will give Shelley and me time to go down to dinner and then get back up here. Otherwise, we would have to skip dinner, and that wouldn't hurt us at all. But if it's okay with everybody, rather than it being 15 minutes after the hour, it'll be 30 minutes after the hour. So that will be 30 minutes after the hour at Central time. It's going to be 12:30. Here in Israel, normally it would be 8 o'clock, but now it's going to be 7 o'clock, so 7:30. So 7:30 our time. That'll give us time to go to dinner at 6, and then at 7:30 we'll greet you here from Yom HaMelech. Is that okay with you, Brother Max?
Yeah, yeah. That's totally fine. That'll give me more time, actually, to get to the church downtown. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Okay. Then we will be back, and the Lord will be with us. He's always with us. He never leaves us, but we will be hearing from him then at 7:30 Israel time and 12:30 Branson time and Minneapolis time. Shalom, shalom. Okay, Brother Max, praise the Lord.
Okay. All right, praise the Lord. Start with the scripture, Matthew 19:26. Matthew 19:26. Oh, and John, 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18. Hebrew 11:1. Hebrew 11:1. Matthew 19:26. 1 John 4:18. Hebrew 11:1. Next statement, first statement here. Let me see. And it's all underlined. Okay. First statement, all underlined. New year prayers, new year prayers entering a new beginning. New year prayers entering a new
I'm not getting this.
Okay.
I didn't get my earphones to work, so it's a little bit difficult to hear you.
Okay.
Could you start over again, please?
Yeah. New year prayers entering a new beginning. Offering advice. Offering advice and encouragement for beginning a new chapter. For beginning a new chapter. By providing strength, and support in my words, with an S. By providing strength and support in my words. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. New Year prayers, entering a new beginning, offering advice and encouragement for beginning a new chapter by providing strength and support in my words. And that is the statement. Okay. Next scripture here, 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 1 Peter 1:3. 1 Peter 1:3. Isaiah 65:17. Next statement. Okay. And start like this. From land to land. Faith help you find strength. From land to land, faith help you find strength. And hope in me, you can be encouraged to press. To press on.
What was the word? You can be. What was the next word?
You can be encouraged.
Okay.
You can be encouraged to press on. To press on in prayer with my prophet and friend. With my prophet and friend, lift your spirit and share my goodness. Lift your spirit and share my goodness. Okay, I'll read it again. From land to land, faith help you find strength. And hope in me. You can be encouraged to press on in prayer with my prophet and friend, lift your spirit and share my goodness. All right. Let's see here. Next scripture is Psalm 46:10. Hebrews 11 verse 6, Hebrews 11:6. Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31. Psalm 46:10. Hebrews 11:6. Romans 8:31. Next statement. Let's see here. This one is all underlined. Okay, and it reads like this. Your strength is not gone. Your strength is not gone. You can do all things through me. You can do all things through me. So today, give love, forgive, and walk in my glory and goodness. Okay, it's all underlined. I'll read it again. Your strength is not gone. You can do all things through me. So today, give love, forgive, and walk in my glory and goodness. Wow, that is a statement. Next scripture here. Matthew 21:21. Mark 11:22-24. Mark 11:22-24. Romans 15:1-5, verse 13:1-3. Romans 15:13. Matthew 21:21. Mark 11:22-24. Romans 15:13. Next statement. Faith, let's read like this. Faith and strength. The power to move mountains. Mm-hmm. Faith and strength, the power to move mountains. Flows from faith in me. In me. Depend on me. Okay, the rest is underlined here. I just saw this one here. Well, of course, I'm moving the envelope down. Depend on me. Now, this part is underlined. Do what you think you cannot do. Do what you think you cannot do. Let your strength sustain you. So the underlying part is in the end. Do what you think you cannot do. Let your strength sustain you. Now I'll read all of it again from the beginning. Faith and strength. The power to move mountains flows from faith in me. Depend on me. This part is underlined. Do what you think you cannot do. Let your strength sustain you. Okay. Next scripture here. Second Peter 1, 20 and 21. Second Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Second Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Second Timothy 3, 16 and 17. First John 4, 1. First John 4, verse 1. Next statement is underlined. This is a short one here, short statement. What did I say in my, what did I say in my words to you? What did I say in my words to you? Oh, church. Of course, it's the beginning of the new state, a new line, but that's the whole statement. Okay, sorry about that. And it's all underlined. What did I say in my words to you, church? Then he gave us a scripture, which is John 14:6. John 14:6. All right. Next statement here. This is a little long. Praise the Lord. Okay. I am encouraging your faith today. I am encouraging your faith today because you need it. I'm encouraging your faith today because you need it. Don't listen to the news. Don't listen to the news. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your life. I am the one who will take them. I am the one who will take them out. I am the one who will take them out. You are my children. Therefore,
can you slow down just a little bit?
Yeah, I'm excited to find out the rest of the statement. I will, sorry.
Well, you're going like a house of fire here.
But, you know, I'll read it over and over and over until...
I know you will,
here.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe I'll start from the beginning. There's the end of this statement is underlined. It's really a long statement, but
okay.
I'll let you know when to underline. So I'm going to start from the beginning again. Yeah.
All right.
I am encouraging your faith today because you need it. Don't listen to the news. Don't worry about your life. I am the one who will take them out. I am the one who will take them out. You are my children. You are my children. Therefore, now, after therefore is underlined.
Okay.
You have the victory. You have the victory in my name. You have the victory in my name. It is fulfilled. It is fulfilled. Keep praying to control. Keep praying to control. Guarantee your victory. Guarantee your victory in the nations with me. In the nations with me. Okay. Now I'm going to go over all this, the whole statement, and
yes,
move on.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. Okay. I am encouraging your faith today because you need it. Don't listen to the news. Don't worry about your life. I am the one who will take them out. You are my children. Therefore, now after therefore is underlined, you have the victory. You have the victory in my name. It is fulfilled. Keep praying to control, guarantee your victory in the nations with an S with me.
Okay. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. All right. This statement reminded me of the meeting that you have with Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, victory in my name. And
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Praise the Lord. And I kind of shared a little bit on Sunday about it because I was watching
mm-hmm.
you guys on Saturday night. Praise
mm-hmm.
the Lord. Okay.
It's exactly what I was thinking.
Amen. Next scripture is Colossians with a C, 2:15. Colossians 2:15. Romans 8:28.
That's yes, uh-huh.
Revelation 21:4. Oh, one more. Luke 10:19. Okay. Luke 10:19. Next statement is, let me go down. Okay. It is all underlined. So the statement I'm going to read is underlined. With you, start like this. With you, this day, I spoke to my nations. With you this day, I spoke to my nations, my beloved countries, the earth, my beloved countries, the earth made bright. The earth made bright. I called you out with mighty voice. I called you out with mighty voice, and you are to listen. Okay, I'll read it again. Again, this statement is all underlined. With you, this day, I spoke to my nations, my beloved countries, the earth made bright. I called you out with a mighty voice. And you are to listen.
Okay. Is there an A before mighty with a mighty voice?
No.
No.
Yeah, there is no A.
Okay.
All right. Praise the Lord. Luke 1:46. Verses 46 through 53. Okay, Luke 1, verses 46, 46 through 53, 5-3. Psalm 21:11. Psalm 21:11. Oh, Psalm 91, and I believe all of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 91. Trust in me.
You know, Max and fellow WWPs, that last statement throws a lot of light on this prayer call, how it works. Because the Lord said to us, with you this day, I spoke to my nations. That means he gave us utterance on this prayer call, which spoke to his nations.
Mm. Yeah.
You see, this prayer call goes way beyond our minds. It's not just for the people on this call. What he's telling us right here is he used this prayer call today. He put his words in our mouths through the tongues to speak to his nations, his beloved countries. The earth made bright.
Yeah.
And somehow the prayer call brightens things.
It is.
I called you out with mighty voice, and you are to listen. That is a very telling statement to me.
Yeah.
Because I've always known that this prayer call is very supernatural, and it goes way beyond our thinking and our cognizance, our understanding of it. So that really, right there, is encouraging. He
yes,
says that he's encouraging
God.
Us. Well, that's encouraging us to stay with the call because
yeah.
he is using it. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, yeah. Amen.
Now I'm rigging up something here because I didn't get my earphones to work, but I will. So I'm rigging up something here to hold the phone closer to my mouth so that you can hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I could hear you clearly.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 19:26. And if you get where you can't hear me, let me know.
Okay.
Matthew 19:26. Oh, I love this. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Wow.
That's encouraging. He said
yeah.
this is to encourage us. That's encouraging. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment or torment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Hebrews 11:1. I also notice that he's talking to us a lot about faith today. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance or the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Now, this one right here, Max, I'm thinking because it says, underlined, New Year prayers, entering a new beginning, offering advice,
yeah.
and encouragement for beginning a new chapter by providing strength and support in my words. Well, I can a new chapter, but I'm not understanding what it means by new year. I do know
yeah.
that there is a new year coming up. You see, the Jews have two. Actually, they have four. But they have 2 years, a civil year
that begins with Rosh Hashanah in the autumn. And then they have a sacred year that begins with, and I wonder if that's what he's talking about, begins with Pesach, Passover. So I'm not sure right now. I'm not looking at a calendar when Passover is. But I wonder if he's talking about when they have Passover and it is that will be the beginning of a sacred year. I wonder if he's talking about that. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just kind of guessing.
Quinn just said that he's talking about, this is what the Spirit of the Lord told us, he's talking about a new year of prayers, of praying, entering a new beginning.
I wonder why we call it a new year here.
Yeah, yeah.
Since we began praying in November, which is the autumn, I'm thinking that he might be looking forward here to Passover. Maybe Quinn or somebody could look up when Passover is this year. Because it should be soon. We're at Purim right now.
The new year.
So I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Let me see.
We'll meditate on it.
We'll meditate on it and look it up.
Yeah.
All right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Of course, that's the man, that's people. When they're born again, they become brand new creations. 1 Peter, whoops, what happened here? Okay. First Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Okay, all right, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
It's a new beginning. Yeah, we'll meditate. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a lot already. Praise the Lord.
Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. Now he's talking about in the future when he will create new heavens, the atmospheric heavens around earth, and a new earth. So it looks like we're praying here over into the future. And someone texted me that Passover is April 12th. This year. So
okay. It's
a month from today. 1 month from today. So he might be, we're praying maybe over into the new, that's the sacred year. And the calendar, the sacred calendar, which has Passover, and then it has Pentecost, and then it has Tabernacles, Feast of Tabernacles, that all begins with the sacred year. So I kind of think we're praying over into that. And then way over into this scripture right here, this is going to be in the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ with the devil locked up. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. We're praying into the future for sure, for sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, we pray in the future. We pray for what to come all the time. Praise the Lord.
That's it. That's exactly right. He told us to pray what to come.
Yeah.
So I believe those first passages and words he gave us have to do with us entering the new sacred year according to his calendar.
Yeah.
Now, this statement is, from land to land, faith helps you find strength and hope in me. You can be encouraged to press on in prayer with my prophet and friend. Lift your spirit and share my goodness.
Hmm.
What an encouraging, that's encouraging. And then that scripture he's always giving you.
Yeah.
And this is how everything turns out, folks. This is the future scripture. This is how everything turns out. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. When the millennium comes, he will be exalted in all the earth and among all the nations. And Jesus Christ, of course, will reign, and Jerusalem will be the capital of the earth. The New American translates that, cease striving and know that I am God. And that's what it means. Be still, be calm, be in faith, and know that he is God. And he will be the future. This is how it's going to turn out. He will be exalted among all the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? Oh, how I love this scripture. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. That is shouting ground. Hallelujah. And now, underlined, your strength is not gone. You can do all things through me. So today, give love, forgive, and walk in my glory and goodness.
Miss Billy?
Matthew 20, yes.
Listen to this. The same statement here. Okay. He said, today, that is literally like a dot, a period, or a comma. He said, give, love, forgive, and walk in my glory and goodness. The Lord is telling us something here. He is telling us something.
Yes,
we are to give. We are to love. We are to forgive and walk in his glory. That's what I'm getting of the statement. Sorry.
Yes.
I mean, it's there, but it's really just listen to the words. Praise the Lord. Sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's how to walk in strength and do all things.
Yeah.
Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done.
Wow.
And then that's the scripture in Matthew, and here it is in Mark, Mark 11:22-24. I love the way Brother Hagin, the way this says in the original you could translate it like this. And Jesus, answering them, said unto them, have the faith of God, or have the God kind of faith. Most translate it, have faith in God, and use some underlined italics, excuse me. But what he's telling you is, have the God kind of faith. This is the kind of faith that God has. And this is the kind of faith that he used to create in Genesis. And God said, and God said, and God said. That's the God kind of faith. And here's how it is, how it acts, how it does. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Oh, glory. Woo-hoo! He is encouraging me today. Hallelujah. Romans 5:13. For until sin was in the world, the law of sin, let me see now. No, that's not right. Until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Am I right about that? Romans 5:13.
No, 15.
Oh, 15. Oh, good, because that didn't seem to make sense. I wrote down 13. Romans 5:15.
15:13.
Oh, okay, good. Romans 5:15.
Miss Billy, 15:13.
Yeah.
Romans 15:13.
Romans, okay.
1:5.
I really got that one.
1:3.
I got that one all wrong. It's Romans 15:15.
13. Romans 15:13. Can you hear me?
Romans 15:13, correct?
Correct.
All right. Ah, there we got it. That's for sure. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. The Lord's been giving us that a lot lately, and that's a wonderful scripture. Faith and strength, the power to move mountains, flows from faith in me. Depend on me. And then this part is underlined. Do what you think you cannot do. Let your strength sustain you.
Mm-hmm.
2 Peter 1:20 and 21. But know this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
Wow.
And this is talking about the prophets, the books of the prophets. This is talking about the Old Testament. And particularly, the Old Testament is divided into three parts in the Hebrew. The Torah, that's the law, the first five books. And then the Nun stands for Nevi, the prophets. And it's talking about the books of prophecy. See? Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture. That's the portion of Scripture. When Peter lived, there was no New Testament. So he's talking about the Old Testament prophecy books. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture, that's Isaiah, Jeremiah, the prophets, is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy of the Scriptures came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Wow.
Hallelujah, that's so important in these days. We're not to be deceived.
It is.
Hallelujah. Thank God. And then underlined, yes, we thank God that we can test the spirits. We shall not be deceived. Underlined, what did I say in my words to you, church? John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am encouraging your faith today because you need it. Don't listen to the news. Don't worry about your life. I am the one who will take them out. You are my children. Therefore, and then underlined, you have the victory in my name. It is fulfilled. Keep praying to control, guarantee your victory in the nations with me. And of course, as you said, we would, and that, I'm not sure, it's probably on YouTube somewhere, but we went into quite a study, you might say, but it was impromptu, of the name and how we are to do everything in his name. I'm going to read the whole statement over again. I am encouraging your faith today because you need it. Don't listen to the news. Don't worry about your life. I am the one who will take them out. You are my children. Therefore, underlined, you have the victory in my name. It is fulfilled. Keep praying to control, guarantee your victory in the nations with me. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. This is the New American. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. This is a wonderful verse. And most people think that it's speaking of Jesus. Well, it's speaking of when Jesus was raised from the dead. But actually, it's God. The action is from God the Father. God who raised him from the dead, verse 12. And you who were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him. You see, when he made Jesus alive together, he made us with him, having forgiven us our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. he disarmed the rulers and authorities, still speaking about God the Father, and put them to an open shame by triumphing over them in it, in him, by triumphing over them through him, through Jesus. King James says in it, but it's through Jesus. God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, and when he raised him from the dead out of hell, he raised us too. He nailed all of our sins to the cross, and the picture is here that he took those rulers and authorities and led them in a parade of triumph through Jesus Christ. But read it over and read the scriptures above, and you'll see that God the Father is the one who did it through Jesus Christ when he raised him from the dead, and us too. Bless the Lord. The point is, he disarmed the rulers and authorities, put them to an open shame, and triumphed over them through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 8:28. The scripture that he gives us more than any other.
Yeah.
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. The New American reads it, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I had some trouble with this verse because I know that God doesn't cause bad things to happen. But as I told you, I think, once on this phone, I read in a book where some author wrote that no matter what happened in your life, God can go back there and pull it out together and cause you to come into victory. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
And cause it to work, all things to work together for good.
As the truth.
Revelation 21:4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. Now, this is talking about the future, the millennium. I'm going to go to the next verse, and then you'll know. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, nor mourning, nor crying, nor pain. The first things have passed away. But what he's telling us right now is that, hallelujah, the tabernacle of God, we're praying over into the future. Luke 10:19. I don't believe it's very far away either.
No.
Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. That's authority, folks. Hallelujah. When he raised Jesus from the dead, as we just now read back in Colossians, he gave us the authority to tread on anything. Serpents here and scorpions has to do with the power of the enemy. And then underlined, with you this day I spoke to my nations, my beloved countries. The earth made bright. I called you out with mighty voice, and you are to listen. Luke 1:46-53. Oh, this is the song of Mary. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from thrones and has exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. Psalm 21:11. Though they intended evil against you and devised a plot, they will not succeed. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my God, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, his pinions, and under his wings I shall find refuge. His faithfulness, or his truth, is a shield and buckler. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague shall come near your dwelling. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all their ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. His long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
How wonderful.
I have something to say here.
Yes, sir.
Really? Okay. So the first scripture he gave on New Year Day is 1 John 4:18.
You're talking about New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. January 1st. He gave us 1 John 4:18. So he is reminding us. He's referring to the New Year prayer. It's just such a good thing that he is doing, reminding us what he said at the beginning of the year. He is saying the same things today. He gives us strength, encouragement, growing our faith. Praise the Lord. And okay. This one came from Quinn and Margaret and Kathy. They're just monitoring and they're putting keywords. But I believe that's something to do with that. He's just refreshing us with the new year too. And with the new year in April 12th. I mean, his word is alive. Praise the Lord.
Scripture is, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with torment or punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in God.
So I see what you're saying. He gave us that January 1st,
yes.
2025.
And today. And he spoke about the new
and
year.
Today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one
I
month from today, there will be a sacred year begin here.
And Israel, yes. And I will be there.
Yeah.
I will be there on the 11th. 11th, well,
yeah.
10, 11, 12.
Now, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I don't know what this means. Somebody has asked me what it means. I know what people are saying, but I don't really know what it means. Purim starts here tomorrow. I think tonight and tomorrow. And Purim, you know, that's from the book of Esther. And, of course, that's the celebration that they're told to have every year over the defeat of Haman and his sons and the evil, the book of Esther. So there, and every year they celebrate it. Now, they didn't celebrate it last year because they felt that it was too soon after the war. And on Purim, they're really joyful. I mean, they dress up. Little kids will dress up like Queen Esther and or some other person, you know. I think to one of our guy's daughters is going to dress up as a chipmunk, Alvin the chipmunk, you know, the singing chipmunk. But they all dress up, and they have a lot of fun. And they read the book of Esther, and every time Haman's name is mentioned, they have noisemakers, and they boo, 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 you know. And it's really a lot of fun, and it celebrates the eternal victory that God has over Israel's enemies. So that's starting here, and it's interesting this year that there is a blood moon eclipse on Purim. It is mainly seen in the Western world. Now, according to the rabbis, I've been reading what the rabbis say, they say that it's a warning to the nations and has to do with warning them, you know, for being evil to Israel. I don't know exactly if it means anything or doesn't mean anything. I know that blood moon eclipses have meant something in times before. There were blood moon eclipses when the Israelis took Jerusalem back. And there's Very interesting. Y'all can look it up if you want to. People ask me what I think it means. I don't really know what it means. But if it does mean something, well, whatever. I really don't know. And so, but I just wanted you to know that that is, it's interesting when it falls on dates, when it falls on Hebrew calendar dates. There are many eclipses. And lots of them don't fall on any dates of the calendar. But when they do fall on God's calendar dates, it's interesting to take note of them. And I'm telling you in here, where was it that he said that? I'm the one who will take them out. He took out Haman. And he's going to take out any of the evil ones. So I don't know what's all in the news. I pick and choose my news. I don't really watch, but I did notice that there was a hit to the stock market. But I'm not going to worry about anything like that because he told me not to. He said, I am encouraging your faith today because you need it. Don't listen to the news. Don't worry about your life. I am the one who will take them out. You are my children. Therefore, and then underlined, you have the victory in my name. It is fulfilled in the nations with me. There's a scripture in Colossians that says, everything you do, do it in my name. And so right in here, he gave us that. He gave us scriptures again, which tell us we have authority in his name. And no reason to fear. Perfect love casts out fear. That's the scripture, 1 John 4:18, that he began with. The new year, January 1st,
And he gave it to us today, talking about the new year. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. There is no fear in love. But full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not grown into love's complete perfection. So hallelujah, I'm not a bit afraid. How about you? Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Anything you see in that or want to add to any of that, Brother Max or Quinn?
I don't know where it's Quinn. She was here.
Okay,
she left, but
if,
yeah.
If she does, you can tell us on our next prayer.
Yeah, or she could. I'm sure she probably will text you something. And I've been getting a lot of messages here, praise the Lord. But we will be in downtown tonight praying over these words. If anybody want to join us at the Soul of Heals, praise the Lord.
What time is that, brother?
6:30 p.m. Central Time.
I'm going to think about that, having been given us on New Year's Day, and then again, I'm going to meditate on it.
Amen.
And remember, the noontime prayer today will be 12:30. That will give Shelley and I time to go to early dinner here at the hotel. Yeah. So at 12:30, 30 minutes past the hour, wherever you are, we will have our prayer call. Okay?
All right. We'll see you at 12:30 today. Praise the Lord.
All right. You all have a good day. Bless the Lord.
Bless
We're
the Lord.
Already
shalom.
Well into our day here. Shalom,
yes.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.